everyone, welcome back to another episode of JRSC TV. This week we are talking about how to get over the fear of failure. So when talking about the fear of failure, we have to remember it all starts in your mind. Because truthfully, if you're afraid of failing, that means you haven't gone out and tried yet. Or you've tried, failed, and are now just reprocessing and going back to the past of how it didn't work out then, so it might not work out now. So where we want to start with this is in the mind. And how do we start? Well, let's start with the mental image you currently hold in your head or the thoughts or feelings you have when you think about this action you want to take or activity you want to be part of or goal you want to accomplish. What are the current thoughts or images that go through your mind when you think about something you want to do that you're afraid of failing at? Now, whatever those thoughts are, whatever that image is, let's say you're trying to jump over a big hurdle. And in your mind, when you think about it, you see an image of yourself running, jumping, tripping, and smashing your face into the ground. And it really hurts. And everyone laughs at you. So what we want to do is we want to distort the negative imagery that you currently see. And this is something we use with even pro athletes. You know, there's times when they get discouraged or there's times where they can't quite get themselves over that hurdle, regardless of the sport. And using that as a metaphor, we use this exact distortion technique to help them get rid of the limiting and negative imagery. So the first thing you want to do is distort this image. So when you see this hurdle, if it's really big in your mind, start to shrink the hurdle down and make it very small. Now, when you see yourself, if you're very quickly moving towards it and tripping, start to go in slow motion, but see yourself not only getting over it, but see yourself like, if the obstacle is this big, see yourself jumping like this high in the air. So you clear it with ease and you're like, you know, a mile over it when you jump. Not only that, if the image is like big and bright, start to dim it down and make it small. So it starts to move, and if it's close to you, start to move it further away. Now, as you mentally shift this image, you'll start to feel differently about failing or not getting the goal you want. Now, as you distort this image, so you make it darker, smaller, lighter, slower, easier, whatever qualities you can shift about it, you want to shift as many as you can to make it as small and dark and further away as humanly possible as you can. Now, from there, we want to create a positive imagery of what you do want to have happen. So this one, we want to bring big and bright. We want to see the obstacle little tiny. We want to see you massively leaping over it with ease. And you want to see everyone cheering for you and everyone going, you know, crazy in a happy, positive, powerful way to support you through the process. Now, you want to focus on this image and distort and get rid of this negative one. Now that you've done that, the next piece is to let's go inside of this thought and let's figure out the exact phrasing you would use. So not only the imagery you saw and you're really enhancing this positive imagery, but now let's break down the phrase. What do you say to yourself when you're going through the motion? Now over here, what negative phrase might you have said? You know, it'll never work out. I'll never get to the goal. You know, I'm gonna fail again like I did last time. We want to convert that over to some positive self-talk where it becomes something where it's like, wow, I'm absolutely going to crush this. I'll find a way. I'll make a way. I'll create a way. It's going to happen this time. It's going to work. That way it supports not only what you hear, but also what you're seeing in your mind. Now that you've identified what you're seeing and what you're saying to yourself, the next piece we want to do is we want you to feel really, really positively pumped about this. So when you thought about the negative imagery, it might have caused your state to drop. It might have caused your physiology to kind of drop. So we want you to like run in place, do some jumping jacks, get your heart rate up, get really excited. Then mentally rehearse the imagery of what you're doing over here and say the powerful positive phrases to get yourself to feel powerful and positive about it. Now, once we've done this positive visualization and we've seen this perfect scenario unfold, we now want to start mentally rehearsing it, which is the second step. Mental rehearsal is different from visualization because visualization is just seeing the perfect fairy tale, you know, description of what's positively going to happen. Mental rehearsal is seeing yourself go through the exact experience step by step by step up until a possible point of failure. Seeing yourself possibly not getting it to happen the way you want, but seeing yourself stand right up, take a deep breath, and powerfully move right through any negative experiences that might show up. Now, why would we do this? We just talked about seeing it perfectly happen like you want it to. Why would we talk about any negative experiences? People like to say, you know, if you start thinking about the negative, it's going to happen. Here's the truth. It might happen anyways. And if you're not mentally or emotionally prepared for it, it's going to be a huge shock, which causes the whole fear of failure in the first place. So we want to first visualize ideally how you want it to happen. Second, mentally rehearse it, including roadblocks, including obstacles or challenges or negative events happening. But see yourself stand right back up and successfully move through them and finish that race or finish the challenge you're going through. So you want to rehearse it mentally, step by step by step. See yourself successfully doing it. See yourself tripping and falling, but getting up, dusting off, and keep going. See yourself successfully doing it. See yourself trip, fall, stand up, keep going. Again and again and again and again and again and again and again. This will start to build mental and emotional confidence on the inside of who you are. Now, the final step, we need to get you to immerse yourself in the physical process of doing it again and again and again and again. Now, the truth is, are you going to fail some of those times? Of course, it's natural. But with repetition, again and again and again and again, first, visualizing positive imagery, saying great things to yourself, feeling positive about it, start to build a little confidence. Second, mentally rehearsing yourself, doing it again and again and again and again and again. Sometimes failing, dusting off, keep going. Sometimes succeeding, moving through with ease. Again and again and again and again, builds more confidence, gets rid of the fear. Finally, the final step, total immersion. Again and again and again and again and again and again, physically doing it again and again and again. It depends how much immersion you put in, but let's say you did it every single day for an hour, for a whole month. By the end of the month, you'll feel like it's second nature to do this and you'll no longer have fear of it. You're trying to be performing in it at your peak potential at that moment and that point in time. So make sure to download today's worksheet. It helps you identify each one of the stages, gives you a few questions to identify where you are and how to maximize that stage, and helps you turn this into a complete action plan to completely eliminate the fear of failure. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of JRC TV, and I look forward to seeing you next week for another amazing episode.